Would you pray with me, please? Lord God, your love is so great that even the mountains do reply. The love of the Creator for his creation is so amazing that the Creator became one of us in the birth of the Christ child, and we celebrate that this morning. We celebrate with our own love, our own fidelity, our own loyalty, our own obedience to the great God of creation who loves even us. Thank you, Lord God. Bless us as we worship. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
On this Savior's Day, this Christmas Day, we read what perhaps is the most favorite of all Christmas stories from the second chapter of Luke's Gospel, the first seven verses. Would you stand this morning as we hear the Gospel from Luke chapter 2? In those days, a decree went out from the Emperor Augustus that all the world should be taxed. This was the first taxation and was taken while Cyrenius was governor of Syria. All went to be taxed, each one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be taxed to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to be delivered, for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. May there be a place for Jesus in the inn, in the room of your heart, this Christmas Day, Sunday morning. The reading from Luke's Gospel is God's word for us this Christmas. Back in 1990, a British pop singer by the name of Cliff Richards released a number one hit song entitled Savior's Day. It quickly climbed even the pop charts of contemporary music in Great Britain. It made the top 10. It was the number one Christmas single that year. Savior's Day. And the words to Savior's Day go something like this. Allow me to share a few of them with you this morning. Now we have been through the harvest. Winter has truly begun. Now we have walked in the chill of the night. We are waiting for the Savior's Day. Many have come from the valleys, many have come from the hills, many have started their journey home to be with someone on this Savior's Day. Open your eyes on Savior's Day. Don't look back or turn away. Life can be yours if you'll only stay. He is calling you on this Savior's Day. Joining the old and the young ones, joining the black and the white, meeting the need of the hungry is he. Will we ever remember him on the Savior's Day? Open your eyes on Savior's Day. Don't look back or turn away. Life can be yours if you'll only stay. He is calling you on this Savior's Day. I like Cliff Richards' Savior's Day song. I like the melody. I like, when I first heard it, the Celtic-like accompaniment. I like the lyrics, several of which I'll be referring to throughout the message this morning. And I really like the title, Savior's Day. For isn't that what Christmas is all about? December 25th, the birthday of Jesus, the Savior's Day? Well, shortly after that number one single was released in Great Britain back in 1990, a pop magazine reviewed the song, and the reviewer said something like this. Cliff Richard's song is okay, he said, but there's no mention of holly or mistletoe or wine or presents underneath a tree or Santa. Come to think of it, he said, this song doesn't have anything to do with Christmas at all. was that reviewer kidding? Well, I guess he was partially right. Because the Savior's Day really doesn't have all that much to do with holly or mistletoe or even presents around a tree or even Santa, as much as we like Santa. But that reviewer didn't have it absolutely correct. Because that song has to do with the Savior. Do you remember why he came? His name was to be called Jesus, to save his people from their sins. He's calling you on this Savior's Day. So listen in, pay attention, give an ear and an open heart. Listen to the words of Cliff Richard's song. It might be that this day the Savior is calling you. On Christmas Day, the Savior's Day, could it be that he is calling you? Calling you to recognize the gift of the Savior? Calling you to receive the Savior's gift. Calling you to share the gift of the Savior with others. The evangelist Luis Palau tells a story about a very wealthy European family who were blessed with a newborn baby. And they decided that the christening, the baptism of this baby was going to be a magnificent event, and rather than being held in the church, it was going to be held in their very beautiful, elaborate mansion. So dozens of guests were invited. It was to be the social event of the season, and everyone came in their very finest. When the guests arrived, they put their very elaborate coats and wraps, furs, up in an upper room upstairs, and came downstairs, and they were all treated like royal guests. The festivities were immaculate. It was an amazing celebration. After a while, the minister who had been invited to officiate at the christening asked that the child be brought. But there was panic because the child couldn't be found. And they searched and searched and searched throughout the mansion, and finally, after many minutes, which must have seemed like many hours, the baby was found buried beneath the elaborate coats and jackets and furs. The very main object of the gathering had been neglected, forgotten, and nearly smothered. For a lot of people, Christmas Day, the Savior's Day, would be just like that. So many people would almost agree with the reviewer of Cliff Richard's song that, hey, there's no greenery, no holly, no mistletoe, no presents under a tree, no Santa. Well, this stuff you all do at church on Savior's Day has nothing really to do with Christmas at all. But be sure on Savior's Day that you recognize the gift. For many people, Christmas Day, even when it falls on Sunday, will be just like any other day. Christmas parties and dinners and Christmas cookies and Christmas cakes and eggnog and the NBA and stockings hung by the chimney with care. All of these things will be part of the day except the Savior. So be sure on this Savior's Day that you recognize what the day is all about. And if you listen, really listen, you can hear him calling you. It's the Savior's Day. Open your eyes. Recognize the gift. But there's a second call. Open your eyes and not only recognize the gift, but receive the gift. This past August, Kevin, I think it was August 28th, You Good People had a celebration for Kevin Raybuck and myself, celebrating 20 years of ministry. Thank you for that. We both enjoyed that evening. It was an incredible evening. And you gave us wonderful, generous, far more than deserved gifts. You gave Deborah and me a travel voucher, and it wasn't even a one-way ticket. You know, you gave us the round trip, and we get to come back, and we're going to get to see Alaska for the first time in our lives next summer just because of you folks. What an incredible gift. So we arrived that evening in the fellowship hall, and many people came. And as people came, they were asked to write a note on this celebrating 20th anniversary deal. And there are all kinds of notes written. Unbeknownst to us, the 20th celebration committee gathered up all those notes, and they had them bound in a book. But we were so tied up that night with greeting people and then being roasted, not too badly, Hank, by our staff. But anyway, we weren't given the notes that night. But several weeks later, a month or so later, we were presented with this book. And it had some incredible notes. But to be quite honest with you, it was the middle of the fall, and there were lots of things going on in church. There was Faith Forward and congregational meetings, and there were hospital visits and prospective members to visit, and Sunday seems to come every week. Have you all noticed that? And sermons to prepare, and sometimes, my goodness, Sunday even happens on Christmas, you know, and you prepare for that too. So we were all tied up in that, and it was the week before Thanksgiving, and the committee dropped by this beautiful bound book, which I treasure. I really do. And got to read some incredible notes from you people. And let me just, if I might, have a personal privilege this morning to share just a few of those, if I could. Here's a quick sampling. Bob, you will never know how much you're appreciated. Bob, Baxter's granddad, thanks for your support in the tough times and the good. I appreciate your gift of sharing God's word. Thank you for filling my cup every Sunday for 20 years. God bless you for being with us 20 years. Wow. You're cool, dude. You rock. I really liked that one. Thank you for helping save our spiritual lives. I know the story behind that. And this is one of my favorites. Hello, Bob. 47 years ago. Wait, wrong speech. Doesn't add up. What does add up is 20 great years. Thanks for being my pastor and my friend. And I read those the week before Thanksgiving. And I was incredibly thankful and blessed. But unbeknownst to me, as I was flipping through this wonderful book, some cards started falling out of the back. And it seems like some folks showed up on August the 28th and they had already written cards to me and sealed them up. I didn't read those cards for 2.5 months later. Didn't even know that they existed. So they slip out of this book a week before Thanksgiving, and there's some personal notes, things that we'd share through funerals, weddings, counseling sessions. And there was one particular note from a family in our church, and they said some very nice things, which they didn't need to say. And then out of that card, there dropped a gift card to a men's clothing store. And I said, wow, this is kind of exciting. The church has already sent us on a trip to Alaska, and they're going to let us come back. And now this family's kind of gone overboard. And I said, this is going to be cool, because I'm going to go to this men's store, and I'm going to get a real nice shirt or a real nice tie out of this deal. So, but it didn't have an amount on the card. But it said, here's a website you can go to, and here's the code. So I went to the website and typed in the code and looked at it, thought, man, this isn't right. This got to be some mistake. So I typed it in again, and it came out again. Man, it's got an extra zero in here or something. I said, Deborah, come in here for a minute, if you would. So she runs in here, and I said, would you do something for me? Would you type in the code from this gift card and tell me which? She got the same amount. She said, wow, who gave that to you? And I told her about the family and let her read the card, and she said, man, I can't believe that. You thought you were going to get a shirt and a tie. Man, you're going to get at least two brand new tailor-made suits and all the accessories. Wow, we're going to go shopping, Bob. And I thought, gosh, how generous. And then I thought, oh my gosh, these people gave that gift back in August. This is a week before Thanksgiving. They're going to think that I didn't appreciate their gift so very, very much. So I called them up immediately and I explained what happened. We had a wonderful conversation. And those folks had given a gift to me out of love. And they had paid for it in full. Had my name on it. And yet it would never have done me any good whatsoever if I had not opened it up and received the gift. On that first Christmas long ago, God gave you, the world, a most wonderful gift, the gift of a Savior, the gift to have your sins forgiven, the gift of eternal life. The gift was given with incredible love. Though given for all the world, it was given to you personally in the world. The gift has your name on it. It's been paid for in full. Cost you nothing. It cost God dearly, the life of His only Son. And the gift was given that first Christmas, that first Easter. But even that gift, the most marvelous one ever given in the history of the universe, will do you no good whatsoever unless you not only recognize it, but open it up and receive it. What an incredible Christmas gift. Open your eyes this Savior's Day. There's a gift to be recognized. There's a gift to be received. And finally, there's a gift to be shared. There's a Peanuts comic strip, and Linus is writing a letter to Santa Claus. Dear Santa, please don't bother to come to my house this year. There are a lot of children in the world who won't have any Christmas at all. Go help someone else more needy. Love, Linus. About that time, Lucy comes along. She sees the letter and she reads it and she says, "What in the world kind of Christmas letter is that?" And Linus said, "I thought Santa might find my attitude particularly refreshing." I think Santa did. I know God does. So easy, is it not, to get so caught up in the gifts and the presents and the trees and the partying and the family gathering, all of which are good. So easy to get so caught up in getting that we neglect the giving. In receiving, that we forget about the sharing. In focusing so much on what I want for Christmas, that we forget to ask what Christmas or God wants from us. The shepherds, for many, many years, have long been some of my favorite characters in the biblical Christmas story. And I suppose it's because they were kind of outcasts. People thought of all the folks in the world that God would announce, first of all, the birth of His Son to, it wouldn't be those guys, and it was those guys, symbolizing that the gift of the Messiah was for all the world. But what I like most about the shepherds is that after hearing the announcement, the good news of the birth of the Savior, that not only came to Bethlehem, but if you read the story over there in Luke 2, and they found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And having witnessed this, they made known the saying which had been told them concerning the child. And they returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them. They were the first missionaries. It wasn't for them, what am I going to get for Christmas? It was, what is Christmas? What does God want to get from me? There's a wonderful hymn, 143, in the Celebrating Grace hymnal. It kind of talks about the shepherds sharing the gift. While shepherds kept their watching or silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the heavens there shone a holy light. The shepherds feared and trembled when low above the earth rang out the angel chorus that hailed our Savior's birth. Go tell it on the mountain. Go tell it on the mountain and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Do you hear the Savior calling this morning? Calling you to open your eyes and to recognize the gift. To open your hearts and receive the gift. To open your lives and to share the gift. He is calling you. Calling you. Calling you. It's the Savior's day. Shall we pray? For the incredible gift of your Son on this Christmas Day, Sunday morning, O Lord, we give you thanks. And pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.